White man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People got me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Dimension with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great show for you. If you're non-paying members, you've missed a lot in the last couple days. DVDA was again incredible on Wednesday. We talked to the fat man, convinced him to do a video for us where he spreads pizza on his tits and then eats it. I'll have the results today. He's actually come through. He's produced a video for us. So later on today at 3 p.m., we will be unveiling the world premiere of Fat Man Eats Pizza and rubs it on his breasts. He says he won't eat the slices that he puts on his chest because his tits stink too much, but that's okay. So that was a fun DVDA on Wednesday. Thursday was a very busy show as well, and then I started working on the new DistortedView.com, and, you know, I always launch the website before it's ready, so if you want to see what it's like, go to DistortedView.com. A lot of things aren't working, but, you know, that's how I work, right? You know, Tim Half-Ass Henson. Oh, and then on yesterday's exclusive program, Corey created a new song for us. It was absolutely amazing. It's a tribute to Brandon's mom. I urge you all to check it out. Check out DVDA in the archives. And, of course, Thursday's program. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. I made it very easy for you. Now, that's even a better value than the $50 a month a year, because now you're getting more than 2 months free if you sign up for a yearly. You see what I'm saying? It's like 2.5 months, so whatever. All right. Guys and ladies, especially, this one's for you. Do you know what's in this season? Big fat labias. It's true. Big fat labias is trending. I've been doing some Google Analytics, some Twitter searches, and finally some Craigslist scouring. And I found that guys are starting to really appreciate big fat labias. If you have some money, right, and you want to break into the porn business, I would highly suggest big fat labia porn. All right, so here's a couple posts on Craigslist just to give you an idea. On May 4th, boom, your big labia, appreciated by a man who loves them, a man intrigued by them, who loves how big they look and feel, and will always want them, a man who will love your big labia the way you always dreamed, all right? Then, May 3rd, right, a day before. Are you an attractive single female with a big labia minora? I'm a great guy, attractive and single, seeking a woman with a big inner labia. Ding. Do you qualify? Email me. Seeking lady with big labia. I'm sorry. Seeking lady. Not seeking labia with a big lady. No, seeking lady with big labia. Specific request for someone who is single, romantic, friendly, interested, engaging, and appreciating a big fat labia. Do you have a large clit or a big labia? Now we're in, what day is this? May 3rd. We were in New York City. Now we're branching out, you see. Do you have a large clit or big labia? Then please get in touch. I have a serious obsession with girls with large or swollen clits or large lips to play with and pleasure. It just goes on. Looking for a woman with large labia and big clit to lick and suck till she comes. D&D free. Put lips in the subject line and include pick. Love to lick and suck big labia. There you go. If you've been self-conscious over the years about your, you know, big fat lips, don't worry. Let those fucking big beef and cheddar Arby melts out of your pants and into a man's mouth. He wants to suck on him. All right, so there you go. I've got a great compilation of ridiculous orgasms. This is courtesy of E-Fucked if you want to actually watch it. Here's a woman spraying. It's like she's got a hose stuck in her pussy. She's squirting all over some other women's faces. And it just goes on and on and on. Dousing these broads. Here's a few more. Those are like love words to Jesus, right? Fill me with your holy seed, Jesus. I love you so much.
I love you so much. I need you so bad. Oh, God. I love you. I love you.
He's crying.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I got by you.
I would be afraid to be the guy. She's on top of a guy riding him. I'd be afraid.
He's like, he's coming. I'm coming.
Yeah. There. Good job. It'd be funny after she comes, she's like, get the fuck off me, I hate you. Why you love me? Here's a girl having an orgasm after a bunch of loads have been blown on her face. Right? A pussy or a cock hasn't even entered her pussy. She's just covered in cum from her head down to her chest. She's faking it.
Oh my god, it's so cool. Just
drunk right now. Can't even get this in me right now. This dildo is just fucking big. Oh my god, it's so big. Too big. Fucking huge. Fucking huge.
Yeah,
fucking
this girl is by herself. She's camming for us, I guess, and she's got a dildo on the floor and she's riding it.
Huge.
It's huge. That was a lot of squirt. That ain't pee. It's squirt. Very milky.
Oh my fucking god! Ew. Holy fuck!
Yeah, that ain't pee. That's squirt.
That was the first time ever squirting. Holy shit! Oh, first squirt ever in my life. Damn, that was some good cock, huh?
There's this misconception that guys think that squirt really is pee. Like, guys believe that. But research has recently found that while there are, like, there is urine in squirt, I guess, but it's more than just that. Just a little distorted view science update for you. Check out my new PBS special on the subject. It ain't piss, it's squirt. All right, and finally, we've heard a lot of ejaculation, a lot of orgasming from women. Now let's listen to a ridiculous man coming. Now, I don't know if this guy is gay or straight, but he's looking at himself in the mirror, right? That's how he's getting off. He's flexing and shit.
Fucking hard boner on your face. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, fuck yes! I think it's time. Oh, bring it out. Fucking hard pumps. Oh, shit! Holy shit, and a half. Whoa. It came in my face. Oh, my God! Yeah! Yeah! More. I took it all right. Popped it. Bam! Bam! Creep bite.
This guy's a gooner, right? He's gotta be.
Oh, yeah! Take it, baby! Oh, yeah! Yeah! Bam! Bam! Oh, yeah, gimme.
Bam! Gimme. He's like Emerald.
Gimme. Gimme, baby, gimme. Pow. Oh. That's called tearing the pussy up. I like doing that. You like watching that?
No, okay, well, kind of. He's a ginger, too. He had red pubes, like, shaven down. Like, it's a crew cut. What would he call that? Like it's just really short. Like, military-style pubes. I don't know. All right, moving on now. I'm going to probably sound incredibly racist here. What's new, right? But when black people fight, you really get a sense that the human species is devolving. Is it devolving or de-evolving? Whatever. We're going backwards. Wrong direction. Again, I don't mean to sound racist here, but when black people are having a fight, it sounds like everyone around them are like hyenas or monkeys. And maybe it isn't just a black thing. Maybe poor white people act the same way. But anyways, here is two girls fighting.
That's what I'm talking about. Get a Jay. Yeah. Yeah, Jay. That's how you turn it up. Nia, yo, Jay, knee her.
That's how you turn it up.
Uh-huh.
Turn up the flavor.
Knee her. Eat them shit.
All right, now these two girls are beating the crap out of one another, right? One is clearly winning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I thought one was clearly winning. I don't know. Regardless,
stop playing. Shake it.
Some guy, a black guy, comes out of nowhere who's watching and just sucker punches one of the girls. Like, he's not involved in this fight at all. But bam.
Oh.
She's down.
Yo, you wildin', my nigga. That's
you got knocked out.
You got knocked the fuck out right now. But listen to the crowd.
Yo, who got that on
chair? I got it! He got the money team!
Yeah, guys, they're wearing the WB jackets. Like, one guy has, you know, the WB, the network. It used to, now it's the CW. But WB was like the network that had the Wayans brothers on and everything. Now, it isn't just black people who are acting ridiculous. Here's a redneck fight that breaks out in a courtroom, right? We first see the guy, I don't know what his crime was, but he is being taken away to jail. He doesn't like how fast he's being pushed by the officer.
Can you slow me down a little bit? I got shackles on. What the fuck, dude? Jesus Christ.
You're in shackles because, you know, you stole dip from a 7-Eleven or whatever. Then, in the courtroom, the two families that are involved, both white, get into a little fight.
Don't you fucking touch me! Touch me again, you're going to jail! Touch me again!
There's a lot going on. You know, a lot of fights are breaking up. Multiple.
Renata? I didn't fucking do shit!
All right, hold
down. What the fuck, man?
At least black people are smart enough to, you know, to fight in their own communities, in the park, and shit like that, where no cops would ever be, right? They don't want to be in there. Cops don't want to hang around in those poor neighborhoods. They have work to do there. They'd much rather be patrolling the nice, you know, rich white neighborhoods where nothing goes down. They can just have a leisurely stroll. But anyway, yeah, it's stupid. I mean, to get in a fight in a courtroom surrounded by cops and judges and shit.
Get out!
I swear it. Some bitches!
Hey,
according to Merriam-Webster, by the way, that is the correct pronunciation of son of a bitch.
You got my taser.
This is son of a bitch. We don't like shit regardless.
That's right.
He's an animal.
No, he is.
No, he's not. You don't know him.
Yeah, I do. I listened to his phone call for 2 months.
Definitely not.
I guess the guy is saying that the dude who was taken away in handcuffs is an animal. And the family is trying to defend his honor.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's complete with crying babies and everything. Fat women with their big, fat, stretch mark laden arms. Wearing, like, cut-off shirts and stuff. That's proper courtroom attire. It's like basically a tank top. Fat woman with a cane. You couldn't fit a rascal in. Really is quite glorious. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Yeah, couple things to tell you about here. I already mentioned the sideshow, but, you know, help support the program. Sign up right now. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. It's like the price of a fucking value meal, right? You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs like the one I did yesterday. The entire archive of DVDA is up there, so you get tons of video, hours and hours and hours of video shows, plus other exclusive content. Sometimes I do weekend shows. I was toying with the idea of doing one this weekend. I don't know if it's going to happen, but sign up right now and you can find out. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Also, don't forget about coupon code DV at AdamandEve.com. They gave us a new coupon code. So you freaks that have already used coupon code FREAK and are having trouble getting a 50% off discount again can now use coupon code DV. 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. That's in addition to 50% off just about any item. Any one of their 20,000 adult products like butt plugs and lingerie, movies, lube, condoms, all that sort of good shit. Costumes, little sexy cosplay action. Spice up your weekend. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK or coupon code DV. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A woman who placed her ex-boyfriend's penis in a piping hot hair straightener and squeezed it is not guilty of assault, says a Swedish court. I've used hair straighteners. Remember when I was trying to grow my hair out long to look cool and like a rock star, but I've got a fucking Jufro for some reason, so I really needed a lot of help straightening. It was so much work, but I think it was worth it. Other people don't agree. They said I look too emo. I really should try to grow my hair out again, because that worked out so well the last two times. But yeah, I used a hair straightener. I burned myself on multiple occasions because I always try using the hair straightener. I always think my hair is longer than it is, and so I start using the hair straightener when my hair is just like a few inches long, and I always burn my scalp and shit. But it really does straighten. It does a good job straightening your hair. And giving me scars on my head. The hair-raising episode unfolded in January 2011 when the 31-year-old man got drunk with his ex-girlfriend and another female acquaintance in their flat. As his ex-girlfriend sat on the couch straightening her hair, the man suddenly asked to have his penis straightened, wanting her to place the hair iron around his sex organ. Well, if he fucking asked for it, that's his own stupidity. Do it. Do it, do it, the man said, according to the woman's statement. While the woman at first resisted, she eventually grew tired of the 31-year-old continually grabbing his penis and waving it around in the air, like he just didn't care, and decided to give the man's member a scorching squeeze with her warmed-up flat iron. Following the stupid stunt, I hope they videotaped it, right? Why else would you do it if you can't archive that shit? Following the stupid stunt, the 31-year-old simply laughed and asked the other woman for some ice. He later testified in court, however, that having his penis pressed in a scalding hot hair iron left him suffering in pain for nearly 3 weeks. That doesn't mean it's her fault. You wanted her to do it. After she did it, you laughed it off and just asked the other woman for ice. Did you even go to the hospital? Good fucking grief. A few hours following the sex organ squeeze, the drunken 31-year-old got into an argument with his ex-girlfriend. That's what this is about, right? Up until the argument, they were fine. Then once they start squabbling, oh, my penis hurts. I can't believe you did that to me. What a fucking bitch, right? All right. Yes. She eventually slapped him, prompting the man to headbutt her so hard she tumbled down to the floor. He then proceeded to hit her repeatedly in the face, resulting in an assault charge also being filed against him. So she filed the charge against him. And then now he's turning around saying, yeah, well, she scorched my penis with her hair straightener. Yes, but the difference is she didn't ask to get punched in the face or thrown down a flight of stairs. You wanted your penis straightened by a scalding hot hair straightener. You fucked hard. All right. The man claimed the violent reaction to the slap was simply a reflexive response. That doesn't hold up in court, does it? I'm sorry. I punched her in the face. It was a reflex thing. I don't know what it is. I have a nerve condition. All right, he explained that his hard life had required him to develop such survival instincts. without which he'd likely be dead. In issuing, look, if you can fucking handle, a curling iron to your penis, you can handle a headbutt. In issuing its ruling, or whatever happened, she slapped him. She slapped me! She slapped me! In issuing its ruling on the case, the court found that since the man had asked the woman to put his penis in the hair iron in the first place, she could hardly be culpable in the capers. Of course! Yes! Right on, Sweden. Sweden. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Minnesota. Fergus Falls man arrested for disorderly conduct while mowing the lawn in loincloth. Okay. Tarzan Moe. It was a bizarre arrest in Fergus Falls. A man who wore only a loincloth to mow his lawn. Now, that shouldn't be illegal, right? He's covering up his dirty bits. Ended up behind bars for disorderly conduct. There has to be more to this story, right? Police arrested 43-year-old Matthew Swanson Wednesday afternoon after a neighbor said Swanson had partially exposed himself. Maybe he was flipping up that loincloth, right, showing all the neighbors what he has, and was swearing near a daycare center with children present. Oh, okay, now the plot thickens. Sorry, so he's wearing a loincloth, lifting up the loincloth, and probably saying stuff like, "Suck my dick! Suck my big fat dick!" to the kids, you know, playing in the daycare center, the fenced-in daycare center. They're on recess or something. Swanson had been cited earlier in the day for making harassing phone calls. He had a busy day, including obscenities to the police department. So there you go. And finally today, a zookeeper licked constipated monkey asses for an hour to help it defecate a peanut. What? That's got to be the greatest headline I've read in a long time. Let me reread this exactly how it's written. Zookeeper licked constipated monkey's buttocks for an hour to help it defecate a peanut. Okay. This did not happen in the U.S. Zookeeper Zhang Bangxiang used warm water to clean a small, what is it? France? I don't know how to pronounce it. Francis Leaf Monkey? Pan Panascore would know. Francois? Francois Leaf Monkey buttocks at the Wuhan Zoo in China, then began using his mouth to lick it, not stopping for over an hour until the little monkey defecated a single tiny peanut. Only after the peanut was defecated did 50-year-old Zhang Bangxiao laugh with satisfaction. Stupid monkey pooping out a peanut. Oh, wait, I licked its ass for an hour. The joke is on me. People are laughing at me. All right. As it's understood, the small monkey is only 3 months old and is the first leaf monkey to be born in nearly 10 years at the Wuhan Zoo. The monkey is a rare primate from Guoxing and in Guizhou, and is amongst the nation's most protected animals. Because it's so precious, the zoo gave it to model worker and high-level expert Zhang Bangxiao to care and raise. Okay, on the first day of the May 1st short holiday, Zhang Bangxiao left the small monkey. Let the small monkey enter the monkey exhibit for the first time to meet visitors so it can see more of the world. You mean to tell me this guy was licking the monkey's ass in the exhibit so everyone could watch him? Oh, that would be fantastic. I would totally pay for a zoo admission, right? I'm not about to pay $50 or whatever to go to the zoo and see fucking giraffes and all that other crap, flamingos. But if I could see a guy licking a monkey's asshole, a constipated monkey's asshole for an hour, and then the monkey shits out a tiny little peanut. Yeah, I'm sorry. Take my money. You've won me over. Get the Columbus Zoo do that. Hey, Jack Hanna, you could learn a thing or two from these fucking Chinese people. All right. Where are we at? Where are we at here? The toothless monkey apparently swallowed the peanut whole. Okay. If it does not quickly defecate it, it would endanger the little monkey's life. Because the monkey is too small, it wasn't suitable to use medicine to help it defecate. The only way was to lick its asshole to prompt it to defecate the peanut. So there you go. Guys, if you ever find yourself constipated, just get your woman to lick your ass for an hour or so. It'll stimulate the juices in your innards and contract and then, you'll shit. Happy ending. Da-da-da. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Jesus Christ, what a batch of news stories we had today. What a way to end the week. For your Friday, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, my favorite part of the show, kind of, some days, not really, ever. This is where I get to hear from you. You can call into the voicemail line, talk about whatever you want, past episodes, if you want to pay me a compliment or call me a faggot. That usually happens every episode. Let's see what happens today.
Tim, I have a question for you and your freaks, and please call in people and answer this question if it pertains to you.
Okay.
I am wondering, Tim, who your most publicly famous listeners are, if you have any.
Mm.
I'm willing to bet I am up there. I'm in a band called A Day to Remember. It's kind of like more popular amongst probably your younger listeners. I don't know. If you have any listeners that like our type of music. But
All right, a celebrity calling in to say he's a celebrity and he listens to the program. And if there are any other celebrities out there, he wants you to call in and let me know. Or if you know someone who's famous who listens to the program.
Stupid gay hipsters. But, yeah. So.
Wait, he just called. Wait, did he just call his fans stupid gay hipsters?
Stupid gay hipsters.
Wait.
Other listeners, I don't know. If you have any listeners that like our type of music. But, then aren't. Stupid gay hipsters.
Well, that aren't.
But,
I can't tell if he's making fun of his listeners or not.
Yeah.
I
just call in and say what you do and say, and then we'll see if any of you are actually popular people. I'm talking listeners who actually consistently listen to the show. Don't say Butch Walker listened once or.
Well, yeah, I don't think Butch Walker is a listener
ever,
of the program. I tried to get him on the show, and he won't respond to me. I don't really think he likes me playing his music either. I think he puts up with it because, you know, I give him list. Like, a lot of people have approached Butch Walker and said, hey, I heard about you through Distorted View. But I don't think he cares for me or my type of humor.
Anyway.
Whatever.
So, yeah.
That's heartbreaking to me, by the way, because I'm such a huge fan of his, and I've been a long time, but whatever.
Who is the most
Fuck him.
Famous freak, and you have to prove it, so.
Okay.
Do it, all right?
All right, well, thank you very much. Now, there's a couple things I want to mention here. One, I hope you're spreading the distortion. I hope you mention at every concert that you're a big fan of Distorted View. Come on, give Timmy Boo a shout-out. You know, you should be wearing my T-shirts to your shows. If you don't have one, I will send you a Satan shirt or something. I feel like there's a good opportunity here. Let me hear a little bit from... I got to be honest with you. I have never heard of A Day to Remember, but, you know, that doesn't mean they're not good. It means that I am totally out of touch. You know, if it's not 90s alternative rock or pop rock, I'm not into it. But I got Spotify up here. I'm just going to pick one of these songs. This is All I Want by A Day to Remember. The fact that they are on Spotify, you know, that's impressive, right? It's a legitimate band. I kind of like it. I like it because they're like angry and they're not. Yeah. All right. If you, I kind of like this. I'm gonna download some of their stuff now that I know. You know, he's a listener. I guess I'll throw him a bone. So there you go. What? By the way, who was that from A Day to Remember? Are you the singer? Are you the tambourineist? I don't know. I don't know what you do for the band, but yeah, glad to have you listening. All right, moving on.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about that news story where
Tone Deaf Sean is probably my biggest celebrity.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about that news story where the black guy grabbed the microphone and said the N-word.
Yeah.
Why did they want to arrest him? I mean, as long as you're black, isn't it okay to say the N-word?
It wasn't that he said the N-word. It was more that he, like, pushed the reporter. I think he, like, pushed the reporter out of the way and grabbed her mic, and now she's saying it's assault.
True, Tim. I was listening to the Australian lady who found some maggots in her nuts.
You?
I remember when I was in college. I was 19, 20 years old. I had bought a package of macadamia nuts, and there was a bug crawling in there, and I wrote a letter to the company and said, hey, you know, I found some in your pack of nuts. you know, you should pick your nuts a little more carefully next time, blah, blah, blah. And they said, oh, you know, we're sorry. Here's a coupon for like $1 off. Like a $3 packet. You know, they didn't even give me a free fucking thing. So that woman is bitching, tough fucking shit, cunt.
You know, if any of you guys are poor out there, first of all, I feel your pain. But this is a great tip, right? You go to a restaurant. I was talking about that restaurant Cozy, right? Is that how you pronounce it? They have the squaggles, square bagels, fucking ridiculous product. At any rate, you go there and you order something. Order whatever you want, a chicken salad, a tandoori chicken sandwich, whatever. Whatever you want, whatever you're feeling, right? And you get it to go. Then, about an hour later, you call, or you order the food right before they close, right? So then the next morning you call, and you say, I ordered the, you know, Caribbean chicken salad, and they didn't put fucking chicken in my salad. I got it home, and there was nothing in there. You know, everything was in there except for the chicken, and that's kind of an important part, right? You just lie. And they'll send you a coupon for a free entree or something. Now, you can only do this once in a while. You really have to go from restaurant to restaurant doing this. But really, you'll get half your meals fucking free. It's a great idea. It's called abusing the system. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Hey, Tim. I don't ever really request that you play stuff, but I really want to hear that really gross hillbilly chick. Go say that squirt.
Squirt.
If you do that at the end of the show or whenever, I would appreciate it very much.
All right, maybe we'll do that as the little tag at the end of the show today. And finally today.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roy just calling in. I was listening to your podcast at work.
Sure.
And the moment you start talking about Sparkle Dogs, a blind, overweight furry with a neoprene fetish walked in the door.
Wait, where the fuck do you work? You know what I mean? Like, a Sparkle Dog walks into my workplace.
And we had a big old long conversation about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fucking Sparkle Dogs. As if, you know, fucking furries weren't ridiculous enough. Sparkle Dogs came around. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I love you so much. I need you so bad. Oh, God.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to, subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget about DVDA today at 3 p.m. Don't forget to sign up for the sideshow. Thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. Really do appreciate it. We leave you now with a little bit of Brandon's Mom, because I feel like you have to hear just a little. If you want to hear the whole song, you got to sign up for the sideshow. But here's just a taste of Brandon's Mom from Corey. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody! It's a lozenge or something.
Brandon's mom is blowing out her lungs. She's all stressed out, screaming at her son. Brandon, can't you see? She won't kill your family. And
I'm in love with
Brandon's mom. Oh,
I'm in love with
Brandon's mom. Oh,
wait a minute. Wrong, but I'm in love with Brandon's mom.
You see them stains on him? That's for me. A squirtin'. And that's not pee, that's squirt.